Greetings, friends. This is Pastor Dennis Deals. We want to start a study today in the book of Revelation. We're going to chapter number 1, verse number 1. Probably won't get no further than that. But I pray today that God might bless you. The book of Revelation is misunderstood many times. We want to study it and get as much knowledge as we can from the Word of God, especially in these last days. People seem to be more interested in it now than ever. I want to just look at some things today. Now, just starting off, in most Bibles, if you stop to think about it, maybe in yours, it is in mine, the heading, not the scriptures, but in the heading, the Bible says, in mine, it says, the revelation of St. John the Divine. Now, we realize that that's been put there by man, but the scriptures clears us up and tells us exactly what it is. In chapter 1, verse number 1, it reads this way, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Now, Revelation has 22 chapters and 404 verses. So we got quite a bit to study as we go in it. We'll break it down a little at a time. We'll maybe take chapters and groups of chapters, groups of verses, down to verse by verse, and sometimes even word by word. I like to study my Bible. Now, I like to break it up into punctuation, and I'll show you that here. That's how I've learned how to study the Bible down through the years. You may have your own way, and that's fine. Amen. But I go by the punctuation. Now, as I look at the commas and the periods and the colons and the semicolons, I adjust myself to studying those little phrases. For instance, in chapter number 1, in verse number 1, we'll find that there's four phrases or four statements, I guess is the way I want to say it. And first of all, the first statement is the revelation of Jesus Christ, and there you'll see a comma. The second statement is which God gave unto him, a comma, that's the second statement, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, statement number 3, with a semicolon. Then the last statement is, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Now it's got, I don't have a period there, it has a colon. Now actually, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3 is one long sentence. By our way of punctuating, because there's not a period until you get to verse number 3 and the last word. And we'll look at this. And that's one long continuous sentence. A lot of times you'll find that in the Word of God. Now, we want to break this up and look at it. We're going to put these into around 20-minute messages or 20-minute studies, whatever you want to call them. We'll call them studies, lessons. We'll call them, just little studies, I guess, or lessons. And I pray that God will bless you with them. 20 minutes is not much time to cover much ground, but it helps you to understand, and that you can't get hardly anybody to listen or study the Word of God more than 20 minutes at a time to get tired. And so you can just keep reading them, and you can get more and looking at them and picking them up and watching them, and I pray that God will help you with these videos. I pray that God might encourage it. I hope what they do is whet an appetite in your heart that you might want to study and learn to study and want have more desire for the study of the Word of God. Now, these are teachings. They are teaching you all that we possibly can from the Word of God. All these studies will be from the King James Bible, is my understanding and my conviction, and I have nothing to grind with anybody. But I believe the King James Bible is the preserved word of God for English-speaking people. Anything else, I classify it as a perversion, not a Bible. And so I know for 51 years, the King James Bible has helped me, blessed me, strengthened me, encouraged me. Matter of fact, I've raised 3 children off of this King James Bible, and I've influenced my grandchildren and I guess I've had a brand new great-grandbaby, and I'm going to try my best to influence her with a King James Bible. So I'm not going to change, And if there's any changing, you'll have to do that. If you don't have a King James Bible, these studies may not come out like you'd like for them to come out. And I believe that God has preserved this book that we can keep it and take it and use it for His glory and His honor. Now, the Bible commands us in the Word of God to study. He tells us that in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, and I'll read it to you. He said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And we got to do that. We got to divide the word of truth, and I pray that God will help you to do that. I give God the praise and the glory and the honor for it. Amen. Now, we go on. The writer of the book of Revelation is John the Apostle. Who at one time was John the disciple. But now we know a disciple was a taught one, and an apostle is a sent one. And now this is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he's been sent forth now to teach and to preach and to magnify the Lord God Almighty. Now let's just look a little bit further into this. The Bible teaches us, as he wrote it, there's an author. Some people think that John is the writer and the author, or the author, many times they'll say author. But man didn't author any of the Bible. Amen. 66 books of this Bible has been authored by the Holy Ghost of God, and that's proven to us from the Word. And I'll give you a verse of Scripture that says that in 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 21. The Bible said, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." It actually said, "but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." So we know today that the Word of God has been penned down, inspired. Amen. Now also, we're reminded in the Word of God something else about the Word of God. And I like to look at all the Scriptures about the Word of God. Amen. Now the Bible said, all Scripture, not just part of it, not just a little portion here and there, but he said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, all of it. Then he goes on to say in the next verse, he said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we study the Word of God here, the Bible said that all Scripture was given by inspiration. That's why I hold to the King James Bible. They don't all read the same. And if they don't read the same, they can't be the same. I don't care what anybody says. So we look at this, and he says all Scripture is given by inspiration. Now, that means it's inspired of God. In other words, it's come down from above. This Bible didn't come out of Hollywood. This Bible didn't come out of some foreign country. This Bible didn't come, brother, it come down from the Word of God. Now, God has used men in different parts of the world to preach it and teach it. And then we realize all that. And I'm not trying to get past that. But I'm trying to tell you that it originated from heaven. God spoke it. These are the words of God. And we're going to look at this in just a minute when he said the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we need to look at this revelation of Jesus Christ. And I think people are messing up sometimes and looking at it in a different manner. And he goes on to say that it's profitable for doctrine. Now, I'm living in a time and a day, and I've seen this when people's doctrines are just not lining up with the Word of God. People are believing about anything and everything. You can find people believe just anything they want to believe. But listen, we've got to take the Word of God and our doctrines, if they're not based and backed and anchored in the Word of God, then they're no good. And doctrines, if your doctrine ain't no good, your life won't be right. I mean, our life is to be built on the doctrines of the Word of God. And he said, all Scripture is given by inspiration for doctrine, for be profitable, not a loss, but a profitable, to make you better in doctrine. Secondly, for reproof. That means rebuking you and getting you to a place, let you see where your wrongs are. Amen. Now, a lot of people don't like to be told that. They get mad at preachers when preachers preach the Word of God. But this Bible is profitable for reproof, and God wants to use that on us. Now, it's not profitable for doctrine and reproof, but for correction. I count it, the Word of God, I count the King James Bible as the leather strap of God. Brother, he knows how to bring us into check. He knows how to discipline us. He knows how to bring us where we need to be. God knows what we need. He knows how to get us there. Thank God for the Word of God. And then he said it's profitable not only for reproof and correction, but it's for instruction. I wouldn't know how to live. You wouldn't know how to live. I wouldn't know what's right. I wouldn't know what's wrong unless I had some instruction, amen, from the Word of God. But he goes on in that. He says, for instruction in righteousness. Now, beloved, some folks are afraid of righteousness. But righteousness is simply put today, right living. So if we got instruction in righteousness, it means we've got some instruction on how to live right. The Bible has given you the key on how to live, how to conduct yourself in public, how to conduct yourself out of public, how to be what God wants you to be, how to glorify God. You've got to have that. And then he goes on to say that the man of God may be perfect. That word perfect means mature in heart. We need to be mature. Amen. Many of us are acting like kids and babies. But we need to grow up. And the Word of God is the only thing that will make us grow up. And you talk about the man of God. You'd be surprised at the men of God across our land that's not mature in the Lord. But the Word of God will teach us. It's profitable to teach us, to train us, to tutor us, and get us where we need to be. And give us some instruction in righteousness or right living. Amen. And then he said that the man of God may not only be perfect, but thoroughly furnished. That means all the way through. Not thoroughly, but thoroughly. There's a difference. And he wants us to be through and through. Amen. God wants us from the top of our head to the bottom of our foot and all around and in and out. He wants us to know today that he wants us to be thoroughly furnished. We want to not have an empty building or an empty life. He wants us to be thoroughly furnished. I give God the praise for that. Now, I want to look at this. We're going to look at these four statements. I mentioned them to you a while ago. Now, I want to just mention for a moment the word revelation, if you will. The word revelation simply means a revealing. It means to enlighten. It means to manifest. It means to uncover. It means to reveal, to lay bare something that's covered. It means to disclose or to bring out into light, to instruct, to make known what has been hidden for ages. And that's exactly what the Word of God does. It does all these things. Now, revelation, that's why God gives us revelation. Now, the word revelation is mentioned 10 times in the Bible. 10 times. Now, 10 times. It was mentioned in Romans chapter 2 and verse 5. Then God mentions again in chapter 16 of Romans in verse 25. It's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 6, if you want to write these down. It's mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. It's mentioned in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 12. You can put this on pause and write them down if you want to. And it's also mentioned in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 2. Mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. And Revelation's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 3. And in 1 Peter chapter 1 in verse 13, and then in our text here, Revelation chapter 1 in verse 1. Now that's the word revelation by itself. Now, to get it together, the phrase, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which we're going to look at here in just a moment. The revelation of Jesus Christ, that phrase by itself, is mentioned three times. Only three times. All of these now are found in the New Testament. These are New Testament words. Amen. Now, if you look at it, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 12 is the first mention of the revelation of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse 13, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in Revelation 1:1, it gives us the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we get all that. We appreciate what God has given us in studying the Word of God. Now, We go back and just look at this phrase, these three phrases, or these three places where this phrase is mentioned. First, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse number 12, Paul, in that verse, is telling us that the gospel that we preach is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Lord is the one that's revealed to us the gospel. A lot of people don't know what the gospel is, but we're going to give you just an idea of what it is in a minute from the Bible. The Bible is the best commentary on the Bible. If you want to know something about the Bible, study the Bible. The Bible will tell you. Amen. You don't have to take some man's word for it. Just take the word of God and get you an open King James Bible, a pad and a pencil, and sit down with an open heart and an open mind and look up to heaven and cry out to God to open your understanding, to open your heart, and don't study it with a closed mind, with your mind already made up of what it means. Dump everything you know every time you pick up the Bible and let God speak to you fresh and new every single time. You see, we open our Bibles and we're already trying to find what Grandma taught us and what Billy Bob taught us back yonder and what Chief Bottle Stopper said back down the road and what this preacher says and what that preacher of yonder says and what the big preacher said and what the little preacher said. And we're so confused. And brother, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit will not confuse you. He will teach you the truth. So Galatians is telling us here the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to find out, and I'm going to turn in my Bible to the place and tell you what the gospel is. A lot of people don't know. I mean, you know, they've got their own ideas of what the gospel is, but the Bible teaches us very plainly. And you find it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 1. Paul, the writer of the book of 1 Corinthians, says, "Moreover, brethren," now when he's speaking to brethren, he's speaking to the people of God. He said, "I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." You see that? Now, verse number 2 said, "By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." And then in verse number 3, he said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures." Now, he's telling us what the gospel is, and he'll finish it up. We'll give you some more. In this verse, he said, "I declared the gospel to you. I preached it unto you." Well, you received it, and now you stand because of it. And in verse number 2, he said, "You're saved." Now, that's the order. The gospel is what saves us from our sins. And if we hadn't been saved from our sins, we're lost and on our way to hell. And God is the only one that can save us and redeem us and set us free. Now, here's what he tells us. He said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." And then he said in verse 4 of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, "And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Now, what's the gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ according to the scriptures. What's that mean? According to the Bible. Amen. It's not according to Dr. Bottle Stopper. It's according to the Bible. The Bible is our chief, he's the chief one today to tell us, and the chief book that we can find. It's the greatest commentary of all the world. It's greater than me, and it's greater than you. So we've taken this Galatians 1:12, and Paul is trying to get over to us that the revelation of Jesus Christ has given us the gospel. Our time's about run up on this first lesson, and I've got these others to go into, and we're going to do that too in our next lesson. We'll pick up and keep it going. And I'm going to close this out on this part of Revelation in 20 minutes here, and then we're going to pick up again and go. And I trust it'll be a blessing to you. God bless you is my prayer. I pray that you'll look up, keep looking up, and continue on every day of your life, looking up and trusting and studying and digging deep into the Word of God to find something that will satisfy your heart and let you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. He's coming again. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.